Hafid's joy immediately subsided as he asked, "Will you not teach me the principles and laws that will transform me into a great salesman?" "I will not, no more than I have made your early youth soft and easy through pampering. I have been criticized often for condemning my adopted son to a life of a camel boy. But I believe that if the right fire was burning inside, it would eventually emerge. And when it did, you would be far more a man for your years of difficult toil. Tonight, your request has made me happy, for the fire of ambition glows in your eyes, and your face shines with burning desire. This is good, and my judgment is vindicated, but you must still prove that there is more behind your words than air." Hafid was silent, and the old man continued, "First, you must prove to me, and more important to yourself, that you can endure the life of a salesman, for it is not an easy lot you have chosen. Truly, many times have you heard me say that the rewards are great if one succeeds, but the rewards are great only because so few succeed. Many succumb to despair and fail without realizing that they already possess all the tools needed to acquire great wealth. Many others face each obstacle in their path with fear and doubt, and consider them as enemies, when in truth, these obstructions are friends and helpers. Obstacles are necessary for success, because in selling, as in all careers of importance, victory comes only after many struggles and countless defeats. Yet each struggle, each defeat, sharpens your skills and strengths, your courage and your endurance, your ability and your confidence, and thus, each obstacle is a comrade in arms, forcing you to become better or quit.